Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, June 22nd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a penny and a half, July beans down about a penny and three quarters, and July wheat up about 2.5 cents. Currently, we've got crude oil up 39, the dollar's down 35, gold and silver just a little bit lower here today. Big news is, you know, the rains that we've seen yesterday. We had big rains in Missouri. Good rains in central Illinois. More rains today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, into Illinois. There's going to be another round of showers tonight and late this afternoon, hitting Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. So, you know, we're in, I think, pretty good shape out here. No major heat out there. A couple of 90-degree days, but that's about it. Now, Elwin Taylor from Iowa State has come out and said he thinks the yield's going to be 173 on the corn. That's well above the USDA estimate. He thinks the corn's in great shape for this time of the year, and he thinks we've got a big crop out there. On the other hand, you've got Captain Kirk out there touting that it's still going to be the highest, driest, or at least the hottest weather in Iowa on record, and he thinks the USDA is nuts and that prices and are going to move a lot higher, and it's going to be a disaster. So there's a little bit of everything out there. For the moment, though, we don't see any problems, though. It certainly could turn hot and dry in July. Who knows? We put this market under a lot of pressure. The funds are still heavily long corn, 180,000, 190,000 contracts, probably 160,000 to 170,000 contracts of beans. We have expanded limits today. There were no export announcements out here. So, you know, do the funds want these huge positions going into the Brexit vote tomorrow? It's anybody's guess. But I think they've got to be on the defensive and very concerned about the positions that they're in. So it's we didn't see any export sales this morning on the beans or anything else. But we do have the dollar a little bit lower and the crude a little bit higher. So that may be a bit supportive out here. But you know, until we see some real evidence that it's going to be hot and dry, the current weather looks pretty darn good for a lot of the country. Yes, there are areas that are missing some of these rains. It's still very hot and dry down in the southwest. But it looks like for most of the Midwest, temperatures aren't that hot, and we're getting some rains. I don't know how you could really ask for much better weather. But again, that's subject to change. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.